Dear sirs, whose servants are you? Where have you come from? And for what reason are you forbidding us to testify in Evangelium? Are you coming from the heavenly planet? Are you demigods, sub-demigods, or the best of the perfected devotees?
कस्मात् असंजीदता किं देवा उपदेवो वा यं किं सिद्धकर्तवा। जमराज ही हैज बीन गिवन हिज ज्यूरिसडिक्शन ऑन द लोअर पोर्शन ऑफ द यूनिवर्स। पाताल जमराज इज नॉट वन ऑफ द कैंडिडेट बट He has been designated to go down and administer the government there. So, Narayana Parakarde Na Putasana Bimbati, as a government servant, they have to go anywhere, the government orders, to go and see them. Jamaraj is also one of the Mahajans, great personality, most confidential devotee and officer of Krishna. There are 12 great personalities, Lord Brahma, Svayambhu, Narada Sambhu, Kumara, Kapila, Mano, Prahlada, जनक भीष्म बलि भैया सती भया। जमराज इज ऑल्सो वन ऑफ द 12 एग्जॉल्टेड ऑफिसर्स ऑफ रिप्रेजेंटेटिव ऑफ कृष्णा। बट स्टिल ही हैज गॉन टू टेक चार्ज ऑफ द जुडिशियल डिपार्टमेंट फॉर जजिंग द सिंपल, नॉट ऑल, ओनली द सिंपल। So, these Jamadutas, order carriers of Jamaraj, they are surprised to see how nice, they are good looking. So they are surprised and they are asking questions. Kosava, whose servants are you? You are Jamaraj's servant. You are so ugly looking and you are so beautiful. So, whose servants you are? Kacha, whose means either whose servant or whose son, like that. Kachava kutvayata, and where from you are coming? Kasma, and what is the business? Here you have got, you are so nice looking. We have come to take this sinful man, and what business you have got here? Why you are forbidding us? King Deva, are you demigod or semi-demigod? In the upper planetary system, there are gods, demigods. But Juyam King Siddha Sattama. Siddha Sattama means in the spiritual world. Siddha means complete, perfect, and Sattama, devotee. Within this material world, there is one Siddha Loka. Siddha, Charana. They are called Siddha means all the yogic, mystic powers they have got. Next, here, in this, on the earthly planet, if we want to get some mystic power, we have to practice it. By yoga, mystic, exercise. But in that planet, Siddha Lok, they are born perfect. Besides, if you want to swim in the water, you have to learn it. You have to practice it. But within the sea or water, in a small piece, he can very expertly sing. born by religion. You cannot go against the current of the sea or the water of the river. But a small fish takes place and going against the current. Tulsidas has said that to go against the current is very difficult, even an elephant in water. But a small fish, because he has taken shelter of the ocean, he can go against the current. This is it. So, if we take shelter of Krishna, then even the current is against the jungle. Because, the same example, the fish has taken shelter of the ocean, although very small animal, you can go against it. So, Siddha Sattama, Siddha, here we have to practice to become Siddha, perfect. But they are, the Siddha Loka, they are so perfect, that they can go from one planet to another. The yogis can go, but they are born yogis. One planet, this is described in Srimad Bhagavatam, we have seen, this second canto, Siddha Loka. So many planets are there. So many opulences are there. That you cannot become there. There is a skill hand. So one planet to another, or one planet to the Sumeru hills, there is long millions of miles made of gold. They are gold. Similarly copper. Similarly there are different oceans. Now, you may not believe, but there is no question of believing. You cannot say there is no such thing. But we can say, because we get the information from the Shastra. You have no evidence, so you cannot say no. You can say maybe, but we don't say maybe there is, because we get the information from the Shastra. Then where you are? You look so nicely, very highly born, and why you are permitting us? We have come here to discharge our duties to take this man to Jamalok. He's so sinful. Why you are interrupting our business? Yes. So, in the next verse says, the decision is there of the Vishnu-dūta. So, sarve padma palāsāsya, exactly the features like Nārāyana. Padma palās, their eyes are compared with the lotus petal. Very nice. Sarve, all of you, looks so nice. Padma palasa aksha pita kaushiya basasa. Vaikuntha people, they also dress with yellow cloth. Pishal. Kaushiya. All these saffron color. This is Vaikuntha dress. Kaushya, Pita, dress, garments, Kiritina with helmets, Kundalina with nice earrings, Kiritina, Kundalina, Lakat Puskaramani, and very nice flower garden. This is Vaikuntha dress. Rasat puskara manina, sarvecha nutnavaya, all young men. In Vaikuntha there is no old age. although they are eternal. That is the real form of the spirit. The old age is due to this body, material body. Material thing is born and stays for some time, and then it is annihilated. So, after the time of annihilation, it becomes so old, nasty, bad-looking. But in Vaikuntha, there is no such thing. Nitya Sāsatayam, the Vaikuntha planet, because that is spiritual body, that is Nitya Sāsatayam. Never it becomes, just like Krishna or Narayana or Vishnu. They are not old. You'll find all these pictures of Narayana, Vishnu, Krishna, all young men. So they are also the inhabitants of Vaikuntha, the spiritual planet. They are also exactly of the same piece. You everything get exactly like God. This is Vaikuntha. The opulence is also like that. Shasti, there are five kinds of mukti, liberation. One is sadhujya, to merge into the existence. That is also mukti. But Vaishnava does not like such kind of mukti. They think to merge, to become one with the Supreme and lost our individuality, that is Vaishnava thinks as hell. Kaivalyam narakaya. Why? We shall keep ourselves, our individuality, the body exactly like Krishna. And the Goloka Vrindavan, they keep exactly like two-handed Krishna. And the Vaikuntha, they also keep themselves four-handed as Vishnu, Narayana. So, the Vaishnavas are very intelligent. They want to keep themselves in as good as God, sometimes more than God, Vaishnava. That is very intelligent. And what is the use of becoming one? I lose my individuality. That is Jnani's aspiration. But Bhakta, they want to keep association with Krishna or Vishnu in the same opulence, same prosperity, everything, bodily features, the same, everything. So, Advaita Yatsyate Anadi Ananta Rupam Adyam Purana Purusam Navajovanicha. So, Navajovanicha. Lord Vishnu, Narayana, Krishna, all the liberated devotees there, they are of the same bodily feature, Navajovan, all as young. Therefore, it is said, Sarvita Nutna Vayasa. Vayasa means age. And Nutna means just fresh young man. Nutna Vayasa. Sarvita Charu Chaturbhuja. All of you are very beautiful with four hands. So even the living entities, they have also four hands. Not empty hands, with good ornament, good dress, and the complexion, color, everything like this. Everything like this. Sarvesharu Satunubhuja, Dhanu Nishanga Kosi Vada Sankata Pram Vilasya. And the weapons, Dhanu, bow, Dhanu Nishanga Kosi, the arrows, the sword, Vada, Klam, Sankha, constant. And chakra, this, as Vishnu has suggested some Sankha Chakra Vada Padma. There are 14 different forms of this snow according to the position of the person in different. Beginning is Sankha Chakra Gada Padma. Then Chakra Gada Sankha Padma in this way. This description is there in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And according to the change of the weapons, the different names are there. One Vishnumurti is called Vamana, one Vishnu is called Govinda. This way, there are 24 forms of Vishnu, Sankha Chakra Gada Padma, according to their placing in different hands. So, these Vishnu Dutas, they are exactly dressed like Vishnu, or equipped with ornaments and everything. Then again, Visha Vithinira Loka. And on account of their presence, they have got also bodily forms. As Vishnu has got bodily forms. Similarly, the Vishnu Dutas, they are also the bodily forms. So that wherever they go, it will be illuminated. There is no necessity of light or sunshine. They personally, they make this place illuminated. Visho Vithimira. Vithimira means darkness. And V means without. Wherever they will be present, therefore, in the spiritual world, everyone has got the spiritual effulgence. So whole planet is full of effulgence. Just like one example is here in this material world, the sun. There are living entities. They are also all light because their body is made of fire. And many hundreds and thousands and millions of people with the fiery body, they're living, therefore you find all a sun fire. Light. Just like you can see from distance, a big city, the light is coming. Is it not? In the night you see a big city and you are in the village, you find a big light is coming. But that is artificial, electric light. But at the Vaikuntha Loka, normally, regularly, their body is light. We have got one example to learn, the sun planet. Everything is fire. We don't think that there is no light. That's like we are concluding in the moon planet there is no light. No. Every planet is full of living entities. Either in the Vaikuntha Loka or in this material. Sarvava, Sanu, Asulayam. Living entities are everywhere. Therefore we cannot believe that these people went to moon planet because they say there is no living entity. That is not possible. That is not possible. Living entities are everywhere. Even in the fiery planet, like the sun, they are. But we are rascals. We think everyone is rascalized. If one is rascal, he thinks all others are rascals. That is nature. He cannot think that somebody is more intelligent than me. He thinks I am rascal, therefore everyone is. Asabat mannate jagat. This is the formula. You will find the example just like a deaf man. He speaks very slowly. He thinks the other man is also speaking slowly. No. He is deaf. Other man is crying. But he is hearing very slow. Therefore, a deaf man speaks very slow, thinks that he is speaking slow. This is the nature. So, because we cannot live in the fire, It does not mean that there is no such living entity whose body is made of fire. Because I cannot live in the water, don't think there is no living entity. Huge, big, big living entities are there within the water. Why should you think there is no living entity? Similarly, the watery living entities, they may think there is nobody in the land because they cannot live in the land. This is God's creation. Vichitra. Vichitra means paradise. Paradise. They are living entities on the earth, within the earth. You see, when you go to the beach, there are so many living entities within the earth. Or here, within the wall, there are so many living entities. Sarva, everywhere there are living entities. There is living entity in the water, there is living entity on the land, there is living entity on the earth. So why not in the fire? Fire is also one of the five elements. Earth, water, fire, air, and the sky. So, if there are living entities in the water, on the earth, in the air, in the sky, what is the objection? Not in the fire. This is foolishness. And Krishna says, in the Bhagavad Gita, Imam Vivasati Yugam Prathamana Hamambayam. I spoke this philosophy for my being to the sun god. So unless there is sun god or the king of the sun planet, so if this king is there, the citizens must be there, the kingdom must be there. But they are not made of fire. Similarly, in the Vaikuntha part, everything is spiritual. That we have to learn. We cannot make our own conclusion foolishly. That is not possible. So, these people never saw the Yamadutta, such persons with four hands so decorated, so effulgent. So they were surprised that he was so nice. By your personal effulgence, you are illuminating wherever you are standing. Disho. Kimaksam dharma palaksa pinkarangna nisheda. You look so beautiful and gentle. Why you are doing this wrong thing? You have come to discharge our duties and you are forbidding us. But they could understand that they are so powerful, they have stopped us to touch Ajami's body. If we possibly do, they can punish us. The Yamadutas could understand. Therefore, politely asking that you are so gentle, so good looking, so nice, why this is your business that you are forbidding us in discharging our duties? Kimaksam dharmapalas. Dharmapala, we are also acting not physically, we are working under the dharmaraj, Yamaraj. He is justice. How to make judgment against the sinful man? He is appointed for this purpose. And we are just carrying out his order. Then you look so gentle and highly exalted. Why you are forbidding us? This is very kimartha dharma palasya kim kurana no nishedata. So we get description of the Vishnu Dutas. Now at least we can think if we are satisfied to the spiritual world. How much happy he said. How much opulent he said. Here we are thinking, possessing one tin car, made of tin. And after 1 year it is smashed and throw it again. And we become very opulent. So we do not know what is opulence there in the spiritual world. Not only in the spiritual, even in this material world. in higher plantations there. There are many, many different types of Sarvaloka. This moon planet is also one of the opulent planets within this material world. So, that is very, very nice. But these people say they went there and could not find any living. So, if we believe in this one Bhagavatam, we have to conclude that these people did not go at all in the moon planet. You have to believe this or that, as you guys. But we get information from Srimad Bhagavatam. The moon planet is one of the heavenly planets. If somebody goes there, he can live there for 10,000 of years. 10,000 of years means, our calculation, 6 times. That is 60,000 of years life of this planet. These descriptions are there. So, these are the ideas one can understand. What will be our opulence if by chance, not by chance, by our activities, what is that activity? That I can also explain in the Bhagavad Gita. Janma karma chami vibham su janati. You try to understand Krishna. Simply try to understand. Don't conclude that Krishna is like us, ordinary human being, maybe little learned more than us, or little power. No. He is the Supreme Personality of God. By His mercy, poor, or causeless mercy, He descends to exhibit His form, His activities, so that He can see. Just like in the Buckingham Palace in London, many people are standing. Sometimes the queen comes and stands on the corridor and everyone can see. That is queen's mercy. Not that because she comes in the audience of so many public men, therefore she is also one of them. This is nonsense conclusion. Similarly, Krishna by his causeless mercy, if he comes, some let's say that God cannot come. Why God cannot come? If He is all-powerful, why He cannot come? Does it mean that God is subject to a dictation that He cannot come? This is foolishness. Yes, God can come. Therefore He is all-powerful. He can exhibit Himself to the audience of common man. But only the fortunate man can understand here is God. That is the Krishna, when appeared, few men on this planet could understand that here is the Supreme Personality of us, especially the Pandavas. They are so fortunate, they could understand Krishna is Kunti, their mother. She could understand. Kunti Stotra. Prayer is mine. How she has realized that Krishna, although he is playing just like my nephew, my brother's son, but no, he is the Supreme Personality. Even Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra knew that Krishna is the Supreme Personality. When Krishna sent his messenger to Dhritarashtra, to advise him that why you are envious of your nephews, stop this before the war of Kurukshetra. So Dhritarashtra admitted that I know that the advice has come from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but I am so unfortunate, I cannot give up my this habit. Please excuse me. So even Dhritarashtra, and what to speak of the Pandavas. So that is the defect of Pandits and souls, that they want to see God. Even God comes personally, they cannot. They cannot. So who can see? Premanjana Surita Bhakti, one who has got love for God, he can see God. Now all the time, now what to speak of God comes personally before him. So we have to learn from the Supreme Personality of Godhead everything. What is the situation of this material world? What is the situation of the spiritual world? Everything perfectly there is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, and we have to learn, then our life is successful. Thank you very much.